up to anything you want. Toll free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And inviting you to the website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And you actually can control the content of the website. You can submit different items you find from around the web, and then other listeners vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've submitted to the site. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Our number again here, 855-450-FREE. Now, in the last hour, or not last hour, actually it was the first hour, we've been loaded up with calls, so we haven't gotten back to this topic, and I want to, because I think it's important. It's about the e-cigarette, and how in Boston, apparently, they are on the track to, or have actually just banned, if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
some like health board or whatever voted
Boston
for this.
Public Health Commission.
So they didn't even have to go through the elected people in Boston.
These I'm not sure whether the Public Health Commission is an elected position or not.
Well, if it is, can you imagine going and voting for the Public Health Commission? I mean, it's one of those
who knows
elections,
and who cares,
right,
what these people are about. You
yeah.
know, I mean, the average voter votes, you know, whether or not a person has an R or a D behind their name, and you can believe that nobody with an R behind their name wins in Boston. So, you know, essentially, people don't know who they're, you know, don't know who they're voting for in most cases. And I've got to say, got to admit that when I've voted in situations where they've had the elections for non-party situations, because I used to just basically vote for the Republican if there wasn't a Libertarian around, and but if there was, you know, no party affiliation, I didn't really know what to do. I'd vote for, you know, if it was a name that I was used to seeing in town, or I'd either vote for or against them depending on whatever reason I thought about that name, or I'd be like, oh, Anderson, that's a nice name. You know, really, I mean, Christmas treeing the voting test.
Yep.
And it's people do this. And I would say that when you're talking about. Yeah, when you're talking about local elections with non-party situations, you're absolutely talking about your vote, your educated vote, the few people that go out there and are educated on this, being completely drowned out by the morons.
Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Speaking of that, let's go to Scott, the bigot, calling from Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian, Allie, and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, you don't. But go ahead.
You talk about fascism. I agree with you wholeheartedly. We have a fascist government, although you have to add the word Jewish fascism.
Oh, God, of course you would.
Well, wait a minute.
Scott,
well, let me explain.
You go on,
I'm holding in my hand a book called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Let me read you one little paragraph, and this is
paragraph?
For Protocol Number 5. There's 24 protocols.
How long
you have
is
to
this
read
paragraph?
The book, but let me read you this little paragraph.
You got one sentence.
One sentence?
Sentence can go on forever, Mark.
No, it's not.
It
it's just one little paragraph. It's a short paragraph. By all these means, we shall so wear down the Goyim. By the way, Goyim is a disparaging word for Gentile. That they will be
Thanks
compelled to offer an international
it.
Power of a nature that by its position will enable us without any violence gradually to absorb all the state forces of the world and to form a super government. In place of the rulers of today, we shall set up a bogey, which will be called the Super Government Administration. Its hands will reach out in all directions like nippers, and its organization will be of such colossal dimensions.
So you're saying that this is a grand Jewish conspiracy to take over all the world's governments and form one world
government? No, I'm talking about America, where you have Goldman Sachs and Bear Stearns.
God,
you
beat the same drum over
Scott,
and over again.
No, but
did you ever work on Wall Street, Scott?
No, I did not, but I told you I lost money. I was swindled out of $190,000.
I got an email here from somebody who heard you on WRKO claiming to be someone who had worked on Wall Street. Were you calling in just kind of making a crank call there and trying to make a point or what?
Say that again.
A listener heard you on WRKO today, apparently, claiming to be somebody who worked on Wall Street.
I did lose $190,000.
No.
I was swindled, and
no,
I do blame the Jewish bankers. But wait a minute, you say that I keep a beating the same drum.
No, no, no. Don't get distracted here now. I'm very interested in what Mark is saying.
Right.
I received this
email
as well.
You are a star, and people are paying attention to you. Your voice is, you know,
it's very recognizable.
It's distinctive. People know when you're calling in. You were on WRKO.
Were you on WRKO
today?
Not today, no.
Yesterday?
No, last Friday I was.
Last Friday. So that the claim is here that today that they heard you on, let's see, I heard Scott the Bigot on RKO today claiming to be someone who had worked on Wall Street. Believe it or not, he was on with Peter Schiff. So
Did you call and talk to Peter Schiff on WRKO?
Did you?
No, I did not. You mean today? No, I did not.
Did you talk to Peter Schiff on Friday?
You mean today?
No, Friday. That's why I said Friday.
No, I did not speak to you.
Last
this Friday or last Friday?
Did you talk to Peter Schiff in the last frickin' month?
On
God.
WRKO.
Yeah, I may have. I did speak to some, as I said, I spoke to somebody.
He's being
on RKO
really slippery.
Last Friday.
Does Sandra know that you make all these phone calls?
So say that again?
Does Sandra know that you make all these phone calls?
No.
No, she doesn't?
No.
That's
you
his
know,
mom, by the way.
When I make these calls, it's not to gain recognition for myself. It's to educate people. I want Americans to know what's going on in this country.
Elders of Zion, that book that is a hoax.
The fact that
you quote it doesn't educate anybody.
On the contrary, gentlemen and Ali, it's authentic. It's genuine.
Far fringe bigots believe that that's true.
And he is a bigot. Now, look, Scott, I think that it's true that some people want to aggregate as much power to themselves as possible. But I think that they come from all different walks of life. I think they are Christians and Jewish and atheist. And I think that people who are in search of power are the real problem. And it doesn't matter to whom the power is given or to whom the power is taken from, or rather from whom it is taken. It doesn't matter who's got the power. It's people with power over other human beings that's the problem. And I think that there are people who want to control others, and those people naturally want to take more power over time. But to pigeonhole it into, well, it's all the Jews, it's the Jewish people that are controlling everything, is nonsense.
When you say Jews, I mean international Jews.
Blah,
international
blah,
Jews.
Blah.
Okay, whatever international Jews mean. It's the Rothschilds.
Right. So are there people of different ethnicities and religious bends that want the same thing?
Of course there are, but the difference is
So why are we concentrating on just one set of people that happen? You know, you're talking about international Jews, so they happen to share some sort of ethnicity, and
there's a world conspiracy between finance and foreign affairs and the media.
Scott, is it the religion, or is it your mom's Jewish, or you're a Jew? Like, how do you define Jewish?
Let me explain. Jews are not a religion. They are not a religion. They are a race. That's a terrible misconception. They are
what
not
is
a religion.
Race?
Catholics are a religion. Protestantism is a religion.
What
is
a
race?
Race
of people like blacks or Hispanics.
What is
That's
a race?
What?
What is a race? What does race mean?
A race is a group of people, such as blacks, Hispanics, or Asians, that can be easily recognized through racial characteristics. Jews are not a religion. They are
a race of people, you can't answer a question by using the same word. It's a race is people with racial characteristics. So am I a different race because I've got brown hair versus blonde hair? Am I the brown race?
Blonde hair and blue eyes. You'd be a member of the Aryan race. You have Aryan features.
Everyone in this room looks totally different in the room I'm in right now. But
people would still.
But people would say that we're all the same race.
You got to get over it someday.
And
Scott.
I'm not. I mean, I've got blood, or Native American blood, and I have all kinds of different blood in me. Racial conversations just divide people.
I did not find his answer very satisfactory.
I love when he stammered when we talked about him being on RKO.
Yeah, I wonder what that was all about. I'd love to hear that. Heard that archive. 855-453. You can call in. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com website includes the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in validated photos or video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
So we're giving away our stocking stuffer promotion here, all kinds of prizes pretty much every day on our Facebook page. It's facebook.freetalklive.com. All you got to do is go over there and like it and keep an eye on the page. I think if you like it, that our little feed shows up on your news feed and on Facebook. Is that right?
Probably.
So it's facebook.freetalklive.com. Different prizes that we're giving away are the Totosax 2-packs, Vaporsmith's vaporizers, a free package of them, Liberty stickers, 5-packs, Ruger BX-25 magazines, copies of the movie Guns and Weed, copies of the movie Yeardley, and as a matter of fact, we gave away it was Seamus's Booty by the Hunt for Seamus's Booty by Taryn Lupo, which is a sort of a teen book, and another one that we're giving away is Duopoly. It's a Duopoly presents the history of the electoral system in the United States and exposes the very real barriers faced by potential independent and third-party political candidates. It's written by Daryl Perry. He's talked about this book in the past, and I've been interested in it because it sounds like he really researched it quite well. You can win a copy of it. He's going to be giving it away this evening. All you got to do is go to facebook.freetalklive.com, like the page, and you can win a copy of Duopoly. And he's going to be actually giving it away on the page because you can post there at the Facebook page. It's facebook.freetalklive.com.
All right, toll-free number.
Are you all right, buddy? Is that crepe go down the wrong tube?
No, I'm still kind of getting over being sick. 855-453, the number. Let's talk to Robert, listening on XM. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on America's Talk. Hello there.
How y'all doing?
What's on your mind, Robert?
I was wondering, hey, I guess I'm listening to you, the first hour of your show right now on XM.
Yes, sir.
And y'all said something about in the 80s, there was nothing good about the 80s. I got to disagree.
The fashion? Okay, go ahead. Tell us what.
The music. I love the music. The hair bands, Molly, Guns N' Roses, all of them.
REO Speedwagon?
Yes, I did like them.
Yep. Yep. Well, if I said that I love you, I meant that I love you forever. And, I really do like a lot of the music that came out of the 80s. And that's, a lot of the 80s stations are still quite popular. Yeah, I have to agree.
You're taking it back, Mark? You taking back what you said?
The fashion is what I was referring to. There's really not much as far as fashion that came out. But, I would not disagree. I like a lot of the music that came out of the 80s.
80s music is kind of cheesy, don't you think?
If it's what you grew up on. Look,
it's as cheesy as a fashion, at least.
From now, you're going to like the music that you liked at some point, and essentially, you're going to kind of, at some point or another, new music's not going to be as important to you as it was. I don't know if that's happened to you or not, but, at some point I stopped caring what new music sounded like and I just liked whatever music I liked, and it stopped somewhere in the 90s.
I'm the same exact way.
Yep.
Very good, Robert. Robert, how old are you, may I ask?
43.
So about your contemporary, Mark?
Yeah, he's 3 years older than I am.
There you go. Robert, anything else you want to comment on?
No, sir, that's it. I just love y'all's show.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. By the way, the XM radio audience will be having a modification on America's Talk coming up on Monday. So Free Talk Live will be missing our first hour, unfortunately. So we'll be only on from 10 to midnight Eastern time.
So they won't be able to call at all, because he called in.
They'll have to call during our live hours. If you're listening on XM, you'll have to call during live hours.
That's a bummer for us.
Get on.
Because it was this time he was calling in about the first hour
right.
What he heard, but he was hearing it right now. So he was calling in. His experience was listening live, and then he probably was listening to his radio and then hearing us talk and had
you'll
a
still get Free
experience.
Talk Live on Extreme Talk on XM live on Saturday and Sunday, though, so that hasn't changed either. They're bringing a new show in, and the other show that's before us is also getting cut back an hour, so they're basically cutting two shows back by an hour.
Wedging one in there.
To wedge another two-hour show in.
Yep.
So that's what they're doing.
That's what you got to do sometimes.
Yep. 855-450-FREE, and one of the reasons why Free Talk Live is on over 100 radio stations is because we're cool with that. I mean, obviously, I'd rather be on all 3 hours.
Live.
Yeah, and live. But when a program director comes to me and says, Ian, we've got to do this, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And that's the way we handle our advertisers. That's the way we handle our program directors and hopefully our listeners to some extent, is we try to be what we can be for you, as opposed to, all we ask is 3 hours a day, and I'm going to jam my political philosophy down your throat, whatever. What all we want to jam down your throat is peace, liberty, and, personal responsibility.
That sounds wrong.
It doesn't take long. You don't have to listen to a full 3 hours of FTL to know that it's different than most talk shows.
Oh, no doubt.
So
yes, it's pretty apparent, I think, fairly quickly to folks. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Hey, let's go back to that topic we were discussing in the first hour. That is the e-cigarettes.
Yep.
Boston Health Board has passed...
Public Health Commission.
Passed a total ban in all workplaces, even outdoors at a restaurant patio.
Restaurant patios. It says it's simply closing a loophole by treating e-cigarettes like tobacco products. But since e-cigarettes do not contain any tobacco and do not generate smoke... That is a puzzling way to characterize the decision.
Mm-hmm.
The official justification for banning smoking in workplaces is to protect employees and other bystanders from toxins and carcinogens generated when tobacco is burned. Leaving aside the questions of exactly how dangerous secondhand smoke really is and whether the government has any business regulating it on private property.
Not that dangerous. No, they don't. But
in the absence of evidence that e-cigarettes are a hazard to other people, what possible justification is there for treating them the same way as conventional cigarettes? I mean, they look like cigarettes. But surely that superficial resemblance is not enough for a scientifically grounded agency like the Boston Public Health Commission.
Is there a tongue in that cheek?
Yeah, or okay. Maybe it is. This is from Reason.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is the best the commission can do by way of justification. The FDA found through laboratory testing that e-cigarettes contain toxic chemicals and carcinogens. What toxic chemicals? The only one the commission mentions is nicotine, which is not toxic at the levels ingested by e-cigarette users, let alone the infant... I mean, that's the purpose of ingesting it, right? And when you're blowing out the vapor, it's different than sucking it in, right? I mean, there's far less nicotine in it. That's the purpose. You suck it in so you get the nicotine out of it.
Right, and I assume that using the nicotine gum or the... patches is fine in workplaces.
It is.
Right.
You know, there's...
It's not obvious what you're doing. I mean,
right.
This is about how you look.
Yep.
If you're struggling with nicotine addiction, you need to keep that under wraps. That is not for the workplace.
Right.
Like, well, I don't know that anybody... Some people aren't struggling with it. I mean, they're happy with their nicotine addiction, and life's going along just swimmingly.
Right, and introducing an e-cigarette into your life can make life happier.
Right.
I mean, because you don't have to go outside in the cold and deal with all the other crap. In most places,
right.
Boston now accepted, because now Boston's going to make you do that crap.
I wonder if you would get any kind of discernible amount. If you were stuck in a 10-by-10 room with a person who was constantly using an e-cigarette, inhaling and exhaling that e-cigarette, if you would get any discernible amount of nicotine in your, if you would inhale it. I don't think you would.
I really don't think you would.
No way.
I mean, and this is a ludicrous situation where you're stuck in the same room with a person all day long.
Yeah. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've never been around somebody with an e-cigarette before, it may be hard to envision or imagine what we're talking
but it's
about.
Not smoke.
If you were using your e-cigarette right now, Mark, I wouldn't be able to smell it all the way across this table.
Nope.
Free talk live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid. Extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and the toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. Are you someone who thinks that the e-cigarette should be banned? That it should be prohibited from use at a restaurant or a workplace or an outside patio? Because that's what's happening in Boston right now. 855-450-FREE is the number. Now, if you want to get the hell out of places like Boston, I'd recommend you consider New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, if you love liberty, if you understand what freedom means, and that is that even if you don't want to use an e-cigarette, or even if you don't smoke, that you respect other people's rights to do with themselves and their lives as they please, so long as they aren't hurting other human beings. You have to understand that you have to allow other people to be free in order to be free yourself. If you get what liberty means, if you're on board with the idea of freedom, then go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the Free State Project. It's why the three of us are here. Allie, you moved up from Alabama just a few months ago.
Yes, I did.
How's it been going so far?
It's been going really well. I really like it.
I've been
more active, and I love my job, and I love the people that I see every day. So
it's like you're moving into... I'm going to see if you experienced this. Did it feel like you moved into like a whole new family of people?
Yeah, I like what people call it our voluntary family, and I really like that because, your biological family isn't really chosen. Everyone's sort of just, especially the children, they just sort of grew up, and these are my parents, and this is the structure, and I do what they say, and I think they're kind of crazy sometimes. I don't agree with everything they say, but they're my family, so I have to accept them, and it's just kind of nice because when you go somewhere, away from your family, and I miss my family so much, but at the same time, it's really great to be around people and be able to pick and choose who I'm around all the time instead of, oh, I grew up in this place, so I'm hanging out with the same people that I've been hanging out with. And I'm just selective about who I hang out with anyway. I was in Auburn, too. But now I only have to associate with people that I really want to associate with.
Yeah, and they're great folks. I mean, you can meet some of these people if you come to the Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. It's happening in February 23rd through the 26th. Basically, it's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world. It's a hotel kind of convention, panel discussions, speeches, banquet dinners, luncheons. You get together with other like-minded people all in the same hotel, hundreds of them, and special guest speakers. We mentioned Peter Schiff earlier tonight. He's going to be the Friday night keynote speaker. And I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not. I said I was going to, but I don't recall if I did. I got word from Chris Lawless, who's the organizer of the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. They are expanding the early bird discount through Sunday. Now, I don't know what time Sunday it's going to end. So if I were you, I'd be real safe and make sure you get in by Saturday. If you get the early bird discount, under $200 for the entire weekend. Now, hotels on top of that. You know, whatever your travel costs are, that's on top of that. But for the actual convention, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll be able to get into everything, the dinners, all of that stuff, for under $200. Plus, if you use our discount code FTL2012, you save an extra 10%. So knock another $20. Yeah, knock another $20 right out there. Now, that's, again, if you get in before the early bird discount ends, which is going to be sometime this weekend, probably on Sunday. So hop on in there. Our discount code will still work. If you got to drag your feet for some reason, you can't convince, you know, somebody to come, it's going to take another week or whatever to get on board. The discount code
will
still
work. Buy the ticket now anyway, and if they don't want to come, just bring somebody else.
FTL2012 is the discount code. Head on over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You're not going to want to miss this. It's going to be, I have a feeling, the biggest Liberty Forum thus far, because last year there wasn't one in 2010.
They're always epic. I mean,
it's always been great, no doubt.
I could not believe what I saw when I saw the drum circle
in the rotunda
wow. In the hotel.
In this fancy hotel,
2 o'clock
right?
in the morning or whatever it was. I mean, that was just crazy. Getting to see all the speakers. Jim Babka was there.
How people just drank openly in the hotel lobby, and even though that's completely against the alcohol commission rules,
carrying guns.
I mean, I don't recommend that generally. But
it depends on how much if you're sipping on a beer and you have one beer, this is true.
If you know how to control your alcohol intake, then yes, that's okay.
I read a blog post one time of somebody tripping on acid while running down the halls with a gun. Maybe not a great idea, but
yeah,
the proof is that nothing happened.
Oh, you mean that happened at the Liberty Forum? I didn't hear anything about running down a hallway.
I just heard
that somebody was tripping and they had a gun.
Yes.
That's all. I can tell you the times I've been tripping, there have never, ever been any possibility that violence ever could have entered into that scene for me, period.
Well, tripping has that kind of stigma that some people would certainly believe that could be the case.
1-855-450-FREE is the number, so get on over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You'll be able to meet folks. I know that we're going to be there. Allie, I don't know if you're planning on going.
I do want to go.
Excellent. So Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the event. We'll look forward to seeing you there, and you'll get to meet hundreds of other interesting, fun people that I think you will find it well worth your while and the very relatively small amount of money that it costs compared to most conventions. So we've been talking about Boston and this ban by the Public Health Commission on e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes being banned in the workplace. You can't even use them now apparently on a patio at a restaurant.
That's right.
I mean, it's just crazy, but there's more to the story. Mark, you shared something from Reason, and they were just kind of riffing on the news. But here's the news piece from the Boston Globe, because there's more to this. The Boston Public Health Commission also prohibited the sale of individual cigars.
So they don't want people rolling blunts?
Which health officials say, no, cigars.
Yes.
Blunt wraps are just I see what you're saying. Yeah, you can buy
them. Before there were blunt wraps.
Like cigars being like the cigarillos that kids are always buying?
Exactly. They say they become an attractive option for teenagers looking for a less expensive alternative to cigarettes. Called cigarillos and often marketed in flavors such as pink berry, they sell for as little as 50 cents each compared with an average of $7.19 for a pack of cigarettes.
That is crazy. Those things, people love those things.
And cigarettes supposedly have, this is what I've heard, I can't find any kind of evidence to back this up or anything, you know, because, I mean, the tobacco companies aren't going to let you know this, but cigarettes apparently have their tobaccos treated, much more than sort of cigar tobacco. So it has more carcinogens in it, as I understand it.
Well, also, that's what you need to make blunts, so.
Yes.
It's a cigarillo?
Well, a lot of times, like, the wraps that you get will come in as cigarillos, and you take out the inside.
Okay, I want you to try to imagine for a second, Ian. Do you think that they just started selling blunt wraps?
No, I know that. I know what you're saying. You're saying that before blunt wraps, they had cigars, and people would just, you know, take out the tobacco and then roll pot in it.
Yes, yeah. Yes, they would.
So what they're doing now is they're banning them completely. Now, not necessarily the wraps, but they're banning the individual cigars. Cigarillos, you will not be able to buy them in Boston, according to this story over at the Boston Globe.
No, it said singles. You can probably buy a pack.
Oh, you can buy a pack of them. Gotcha. So, Margaret Reed, now get this. You want to talk about hubris?
Yeah. By the way, this is just driving people, banning the e-cigarette and banning the cigarillos is just driving people into the arms of big tobacco.
Right. Exactly. They want people to go for, people will come in, you know, where I work and they'll, you know, we sell cigarettes and we sell cigarillos and a lot of people will sort of, oh, do I want a cigarillo or do I want to buy a pack of cigarettes? And they'll go for the cigarillo because it's cheaper.
So they can just get one or
they
two.
They just want one.
Like that.
Yeah.
So here's what's happening. Margaret Reed, who is the overseer of the Commission's Tobacco Control Program, said in an interview after the vote, a whole generation is not going to start using tobacco and nicotine products. Well, she's pretty sure of herself, huh? Like, she believes that by doing passing these laws and
really?
These restrictions, Margaret Reed believes that by passing laws that she's going to save an entire generation from smoking.
Yeah, that's just ludicrous.
She's got a magic wand, I guess.
Right. I mean, this is what they believe about their system and the government laws, that they're magic. Oh, we'll just outlaw them.
But if she's wrong, she doesn't lose anything.
Right.
There's nothing, you know, she's still going to get her big, fat government pension. Margaret, I'll tell you what. If you fail by the time you leave office and, you know, whatever year it is you leave office, I want you to pay back every penny that the people of Boston paid you and you get no pension.
Margaret says cheap cigars aren't going to be cheap anymore and unregulated nicotine products won't be sold to kids. Yeah, right, lady. We're coming up here. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yeardley is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yeardley superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yeardley set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why didn't you tell me about it? Your kid and a wife!
Go to YeardleyMovie.com. That's YeardleyMovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on YeardleyMovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's YeardleyMovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, even in these remaining moments. There's still enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. Get interactive there, and you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon, both Amazon's actually for different countries, including U.S., Canada, we've got Germany, we've got the U.K. I don't think anyone's ever buying anything in Germany, though. But they're there for you. If you want to go and click into those, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and order whatever it is that you want to get or whatever it is you need to get, because Amazon sure does have a lot of great products at great prices. Just start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale.
We've been talking about Bitcoins a lot here on Free Talk Live, but for some folks, obtaining them has been tricky. Until now, Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They also offer a complete bullion store, so you can buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site and click on the live support link at the top. See the Crypto Exchange banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's the best way to get there. It's Crypto Exchange's banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Okay, 855-450-FREE. We go to your phone calls here. There's more to know about the Boston cigarillo ban here in a moment. But first, Kelvin's on the line in Colorado on the amp lines. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, hi, friend.
What's going on? What's up,
man? Hey, I was wondering after my call the other night about how many people actually are listening to Free Talk Live in one form or another on the various nights of the week. Like,
I would love to be able to tell you the answer to that question.
Right. Well, the more specific you get, the less specific I can get is really the answer to that.
Well, you have to count all the people listening to the podcast the next day, or are you just talking about live listeners?
Are you talking about live?
No, just like when you go to sell advertising, I'm sure you got to tell them how many people listen or hear the show, right? Or
the remarkable thing is, no, I don't.
Really?
But
really,
you know, I don't. I mean, I just make a poke at it and I say, look, you know, we're on 2 XM channels, more than 100 radio stations. All these are true statements that I can quantify. We get between 6,000 and 7,000, closer to the 7,000 side, downloads of of the podcast on a daily basis. I just went and did the numbers yesterday or the day before, so I know that this is true.
Which is basically like being on a big old radio station in a big market.
200,000 downloads per month is what we average out at, and that's a big big number. I would say, but you can't quote me, I don't know, 100,000 people maybe
per week.
In a week that 100,000 people hear the show in one form or another.
So there's no way to guess, like, at any one time?
No, it's impossible. I mean, think about it. Okay. I mean, how could you? I mean, there are some stations and some markets that have the ability to garner ratings, but even those are, you know, the company that does the radio ratings is called Arbitron. If that doesn't tell you something about the arbitrariness of their system.
Well, the PPM, I think, is a pretty good rating.
It's a better system than before, but it's still a sample, and samples can be skewed,
right.
And there's
XM
problems.
XM doesn't have ratings, and we're on XM, but their listenership is large, you know, I mean, so that makes it tough.
And every radio station, you know, at any moment, anybody could be punching in and punching out. You know, you got the pizza delivery dude coming in and out of his car, some guy getting in his car at the airport. There's no way to quantify how many people could be listening to the radio. Obviously, what we can quantify, as you said, Mark, is podcast listeners and streamies. Yeah. But even then, we still can't quantify streamies because some restream us. There are some internet hosts, basically, that are internet audio providers that essentially take our stream and rebroadcast it. So we don't have any idea how many stream listeners they have, and we don't have any idea how many people are rebroadcasting the podcast either. Plus, you factor in, you know, like you mentioned, XM Satellite. We've also got Free to Air. Who knows how many people are pulling our signal from there?
The dozens,
there
the handful
be,
of
there
people.
There could be five. There could be 5,000. I mean, we don't know. The signal's available across all of North America. It's not very popular in America, you know, in the United States, but it is certainly popular amongst folks that are looking for foreign international programming.
Which we're not.
That's where you can get. But people come across the show either way in those instances. It's also available to people that are looking for Christian programming. There's a lot of that
Which
stuff up on free to air, but that means that people are coming. But people come across the show, Mark, in
they
the same
do.
Way that they come across the show on
we're horrifying
broadcast radio.
Foreign people and Christians all over America.
Well, I wouldn't say the message of liberty is horrifying at all, but nonetheless, my point being, we have so many different delivery methods for the show, it's impossible to calculate how many people are listening.
Okay. Well, I knew it would be really difficult, but I figured in today's world there would be companies that you know made their living off of providing reasonably accurate estimates, so that you could, when you went to sell advertising, you could say, well, we have an approximately 50,000 people listening in one way or another at any time or what have you. But,
I can tell you,
so that's a good explanation.
They're big enough that you know, larger companies like, you know, Nestle. Home Depot, you know, AmeriGas. We just had Bill Cosby's book advertised on the show. We've got some I mean, agencies are willing to take a chance on us, and basically it's because of rate.
But they're buying us in bulk too with other shows, aren't they?
Absolutely, that's right. How agencies work. It's not in bulk necessarily. The Bill Cosby show wasn't bought in bulk. It was just we were bought as an agency buy. They combine us with other
folks. So Bill doesn't know who we are, and he didn't make the buy.
Not that I know of, no. I mean, he hasn't come by and had any of my pudding pop. but, you know, that's all I could think of. He used to sell pudding pop.
You know who Bill Cosby is, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the picture pages when you were growing up? Did they have
no.
that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know
picture
that
pages, picture
you
pages.
You know picture
lots
pages.
Of fun with picture pages.
Wow.
Lots of fun with pens and pencils.
Close. That's close.
Is it what the notes are
you
off?
You sing more when I'm on.
Is that so? Trying to impress
so, Kelvin, you had something else, yes?
Yeah, and this is, you know, kind of petty, but just an observation. And I'm planning to come to Liberty Forum and hope to meet all you guys and everything. And I got to get signed up soon to get the good deal. But I noticed on the schedule, I'm checking it out, and it's, you know, advertised as Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But Thursday's only from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it's a welcome reception. So
yeah,
I don't
much.
Know. That's completely legit to say that it's on Thursday, too. But it doesn't matter to me. I'd
well, as far as I'm concerned, the party starts Thursday night, man.
Yeah, well, for us, it's going to be a blast on Thursday.
We're going to be there. We were there last time on Thursday night.
Yep.
And
you get a lot. You get more FaceTime with the guests that are there. So if you're one of the few people that show up on, you know, the reception time on Thursday and you spend your money for the hotel room or whatever, because you're probably not spending really any money for the Liberty Forum at that point, but you spend your money on the hotel room for that additional night, you're going to get more more FaceTime with the folks that are the luminaries, if there are such things.
Also, let me caution you here. The schedule is, as it says, at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, tentative, subject to change. And I can tell you that right now, I mean, it's empty. Basically, the Ballroom A Amphitheater, they list the locations, but they don't tell you what's actually happening there. The only things that are listed right now are the keynote speakers at night and lunch times and opening ceremony. That's it. So there's nothing on this schedule. And if you look on Thursday, there's some green blocks there that don't have anything in them. And I think what you're going to see there eventually is I think there's going to be a gun shoot and there's going to also be a state house tour as well. So there are activities happening on Thursday. Just as a heads up. This is not just the opening party or the welcome reception.
Right, and I remember F. Paul Wilson was there a couple of years ago. He was holding court on Thursday evening. People were all crowded around him. He was just out in the lobby of the hotel, and people loved talking to him. He's a relatively famous author. David Friedman was there early on a Thursday and was just talking to everybody and having a good time.
You're right, Mark. It's a little more intimate Thursday night because not everybody's shown up yet for whatever various reasons. You can't get off work until whenever. I mean, sure. For what reason, more people are going to show up on Friday. So it's
and
a little
more on Saturday.
Right. So it's a little more intimate, and that means you'll be able to get to know some people better, especially if it's your first time. And, Kelvin, this is going to be your first Liberty Forum, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So if it's your first time, I highly recommend, I mean, whether it's your first time or not, I highly recommend making that extra night if you can and getting there on Thursday. That way you can arrive, whenever time your plane comes in or whatever time you arrive in Manchester, or excuse me, it's in Nashua, but the airport's in Manchester, but the event's in Nashua. So whatever time you get in, you can kind of take your time. You can get settled in. You don't have to worry about, bustling and rushing. Whereas if you're showing up early Friday morning to try to, crack into the opening ceremony, you're just going to be rushing in and you're not going to have a chance to meet anybody. It seems to me that the best way to attend this event would be to attend as much of it as possible, and that includes what's happening Thursday.
Okay. Heck, it might be worth it to come a day early then, actually.
It never hurts. I mean, the more time you can spend in New Hampshire, the better. I mean, if you're a day early, then you've got time to kind of tool around the state a little bit and see the sights. And, Kelvin, thanks for the call, man. We'll see you at the Liberty Forum, and I appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time for tonight. And, again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. The schedule doesn't have anything on it yet, so don't make any decisions about the schedule at this point. It's still early bird pricing. You can still snag that early bird price through most of the weekend, so don't miss out and use our discount code FTL2012 to save 10%. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.